Warning.
If you enjoy this podcast.
Download the action. Uploaded without retraction. Hope you survive the show. At the shadow.
It's time to start this show.
Shadow Public Radio.
Welcome to Shadow Public Radio.
Welcome.
I am your host, D Shadow, joined once again by
J Shadow.
He has returned.
I have returned.
And now there will be no more fun forever.
Fun has been canceled.
Much like Christmas.
Oh my goodness.
Welcome back to the studio, Jay.
Thank you for having me.
I mean, you have your own key.
That's true.
I could not prevent you.
But you did put me in a FedEx box and tried to ship me to Santa Claus.
I thought you were going to say Abu Dhabi, like you were normal.
Abu Dhabi. Edit Abu Dhabi.
Insert. Clip. I know how to do these things now.
That's right.
My powers will only grow.
Santa was in Abu Dhabi.
That's where he spends his time.
Luckily, I got one of those return to sender moments, and they returned me.
Yes, that was fortunate.
To the sender.
For all involved.
Which is you.
Yes. Welcome back. Yeah. We have a lot of fun stuff today. New things, everything different,
new things.
Most importantly.
Yes.
Today.
Yes.
The same day that this releases.
That's correct. We hope.
Last day of June.
Yes.
We will also be releasing in this feed.
Mm-hmm.
The third secret podcast.
That's right.
That we have labored on for a millennia.
Yeah. It's been a while.
2 months?
Two or three. It's
been a while. I mean, we started working on it, like writing it, definitely 3-4 months ago.
Yeah.
All you need to know, so that you recognize it.
Yes.
It is called Nora.
Yes.
And you should listen to it.
You should.
And
you should
immediately rush to our internet doorsteps and tell us what you think.
Yes, tell us what you think.
We hope you will like it, obviously.
Yeah, that'd be great.
We intend to continue it. We look forward to your questions. But when it releases, it will have no packaging. It will just appear. You should listen to it. And that's it. That's it. That no is sizzle, no steak.
Right.
There's a thing coming.
Right.
Check it out.
Check it.
We're terrible at this.
We're so bad.
Let's move on to current events.
Current events.
I thought my current event song was a little bit better than your current event song.
I mean,
only the fans can decide, but if they want to tweet at us, and now they've had a chance to remember.
Yeah. Why don't you do that, fans?
In national news.
What you got?
The Supreme Court of the United States.
Oh, Lordy.
Via the tainted power of Merrick's stolen Supreme Court seat, Gorsuch, defended the Muslim ban.
Right.
We are not pleased about this.
No, not really.
It was hotly debated, like, between the justices. But this is what happens. And this is one of those, like, this is a Mitch McConnell thing. Like, he did this.
Oh, yeah. No, he's a gigantic asshole.
Yeah. And it's another thing that damages who we are, what we believe in.
Mm-hmm.
It's ludicrous. It's barbaric, frankly. Oh,
completely.
Like, we've been sort of the icon. Like, we are what everyone in the world wants to be.
Yeah.
And now we're just this insular white nationalist. Or we're trying to convince everyone that we're an insular white nationalist miserable shithole.
Right. It's just frustrating because I hate to tell you, and by you I mean the ignorant Americans, I guess, who don't know any better. Most of us have descended from, you know, immigrants or invaders, actually.
Hmm.
Yeah. So just think about that.
Yeah.
And you know, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, and this is also just another recruitment tactic for actual terrorists.
Yeah.
Like, this won't stop any actual terrorists. It'll just stop people that we would like to come to America, like smart people.
Sure.
Skilled people. Just anyone, really. Like,
in fact, I will one-up you here. I believe it could potentially cause more terrorism.
I know. I think it definitely will, because it's we are living up to the.
It's a recruitment tool at this point.
Yeah, it's a recruitment tool. We're living up to the image that, like, ISIS would present to the world to us. We are living up to that.
Yeah.
Every day, worse and worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's super frustrating and sickening, but once again, it's just more fuel on the fire of the 2018 midterm elections.
Yeah, I mean, it
the stakes keep getting higher in this shonen anime of democracy.
It just shows you, and maybe it more than I've ever realized, and maybe it's just only now gotten this bad somehow. I don't know that voting matters.
Uh huh.
And who you vote for matters, like, mm-hmm. and who you let run unopposed. In some cases, matters. Looking at you Democrats out there in the world, you know. It's just...
Yeah, it's no good. And unfortunately, because it's the Supreme Court, there's not a lot we can do directly about this decision until another court case that is similar is brought on this, which I assume there are already rumblings of it to try to get it overturned.
Right.
But for now, just... more fuel on the fire. Please go vote. Vote. Yeah, these midterms, like, no one gets to feel good. Like, no conscientious dissenters in this election.
Yeah.
Like, people, like, patting themselves on the back, like, well, I didn't even vote because it doesn't even matter. It's like, don't even want to hear it. It's fine if that's your, it's honestly fine if that's your choice. But expect social ostracism.
No, no.
Expect punishment.
No, no, no. No, no, no. I'm going to say it's honestly not fine anymore.
Not, well, it's not fine, but it's one of those, fine. Like...
You're complicit if you do nothing.
Yeah, you got to do something.
You have to vote.
Yes.
And all you...
But if you don't expect anyone to be like, you're a cool dude, man.
No.
No.
The time for civility is over. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, let's not get off on the whole civility thing that's been circling.
Let's get off of it.
Circling around.
Let's do it.
And now, time for a local news bulletin.
In local news.
Fine. Who's local news? Sarah Huckabee Sanders is local news?
Yeah. In local news, if Sarah Huckabee Sanders tries to eat in our town, I don't know why she would ever be here.
Good luck.
Not even a cheese plate will she receive.
No.
I actually left local news blank. So, what's up with you? How are you? How
I'm
are you
good.
Feeling?
Just got done doing a show.
Oh, that's right. I pimped you.
You did
on the previous
episode. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sure maybe someone came and saw you because of that.
That's right. I believe that you're only reason we sold out.
Yeah, that's exactly why that happened.
No, well, I of course was remarkable. As always.
Yes, that's what everyone was saying.
And Josh, he did all right, you know?
Yeah, he was okay.
He was okay.
He turned in a yeoman's performance, is what I would say.
Yeah, exactly.
In pop culture news.
Pop culture news.
You have seen Luke Cage season 2.
I have.
I have not seen Luke Cage season 2.
Okay, I'll give you the non-spoilery.
Yes.
If you like season one, you will definitely like season two.
Okay, I like season one.
If you have issues with season one, like certain villains being killed off and then introducing other villains you don't necessarily care about, if you didn't like that so much, you're going to love season two. Arguably, the best villains that Marvel has done, I would say, at least in the TV universe or whatever. They all have great stories. They're all complicated as, you know, hell. There are no, like, I'm a bad guy because I'm a bad guy sort of bad guy. Mm-hmm. It still has the standard sort of Netflix Marvel pace, but not to the extreme.
Do the Netflix Marvel shows address Infinity War at all? Or are they in their own continuity at this point?
They seem to be... I'm going to guess that it happens before that goes down. Whether or not...
So all the current seasons that are out
are before Infinity War.
So they don't have to worry about it for now.
Yeah, would be my guess. They did not address it.
So that, well, I bet what they'll do is, like, this season is before, and then what the next seasons, if there are next seasons...
Yeah.
I assume there would be.
I think so.
But they would be after of Infinity War 2, whatever.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But that way they can avoid the issue.
But this season's great. They do a lot with Luke Cage, you know, sort of exploring his relationship with his dad.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they explore that, and they explore sort of the what happens to you when you're a hero and, you know, you're constantly in the fight. Like, how does that affect you, you know? And how do you cope with that sort of stuff and not, like, lose yourself in the anger of that sort of situation of fighting – you know, a battle that does not end, basically. Mm-hmm. So they do a lot with that. No shade on Rosario Dawson, but Claire is in it very little, which I think was good. I think they've sort of overused her in all of them. I like the idea of having some way to tie them all together, but I feel like she's played her part, you know. I'm not saying they should, like, get rid of her or anything, but they used her.
I can't believe you would say that.
They used her sparingly, and I think it worked.
Okay.
Other than that, they did manage to give you a Heroes for Hire sort of episode.
Cool.
Where they bring Iron Fist in.
They're not doing an Iron Fist season two, right?
They are. They
really?
Are. They are. And I will tell you why it's a good thing. This episode where they bring in Iron Fist, I think they basically, in one episode, they fix him.
I'm dubious.
No, I'm serious. Like all of the issues that you kind of have with the character, like his whininess and how annoying he is.
Yeah, he sucks.
Are basically gone.
Luke in Iron Fist season two?
I hope so, because that was what was awesome is, and I think that's what helps make him better. Is that Luke likes him. I like Luke. And because Luke likes him, I like him.
I'm willing to transfer
exactly.
that affection.
So that, and like, they play off of each other really well. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, so sounds like you liked it.
I did.
You don't like anything.
I know, and like, it's interesting because it's a comic book show. Uh-huh. They're going to do the standard comic book things. But even with those things that you sort of expect to happen, it's the season ended in a way that I did not see coming.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, I would probably watch it, but instead I'll probably just keep watching Yakitate Japan.
Yes.
Which is an anime about bread baking.
I mean, that's good. But maybe...
We'll see.
When you run out.
We'll see. I mean, I have like 70 episodes of this bread baking anime to watch.
Maybe in between every five episodes.
We'll see. No promises.
You should watch it. You'd like it.
We'll see.
Fine.
I still have to watch Defenders before I can watch it.
And now, a Shadow Public Radio special presentation.
Yeah, okay.
Shadow Public Radio, what is your greatest fear, D-Shadow?
My greatest fear, whenever I'm in the car, that behind me is a tiny little man.
Spooky.
Spiders. with guns.
Snakes with guns.
Guns that shoot snakes.
That also shoot guns.
Dangling participles.
Spooky.
Ghosts inside of other ghosts. A double ghost.
Your pets secretly hate you.
Your pets do not secretly hate you. They're very public about it. That movie that you love isn't actually good.
That guy you really look up to and have your entire life probably harassed a woman at some point.
90% chance. Slugs.
Porcupine underpants.
Slugs. Also touching slugs. When you're driving down the street at night and you stop next to a building that looks completely dark, in one of the windows, a duck is watching you. Hashtag Farside cartoon that hopefully no one remembers. Werewolves that never turn into wolf form. Repressed werewolves. Pulling out the checkerboard, and there's most of the regular checkers, but at some point someone has replaced one of the checkers with a pretend checker, like a wooden nickel or like a bottle cap or something, that we have the skill and talent to make something truly great, but lack the courage and discipline to do so. Spoons with a little bit of food still on them when they come out of the dishwasher. Mothman not returning my fan mail.
Mothman returning my fan mail unread.
Every time you've ever woken up and thought there's something evil in the house and told yourself, no, that's silly, this is the real world, and gone back to sleep, there was something evil in the house. Twilight Zone ending, it was you! Weasels.
We fear the fear of fear and tears for fears.
I like tears for fears.
No, you don't.
Yeah, dude.
Or are you just afraid that you don't?
No.
And that's why you hate me?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Or are you afraid that you might not be sure?
No. I like Tears for Fears.
Very well. You've passed the test. The Shadow Puppet Radio Fear Test. Tears for Fears Test. Well done.
Well done.
If you enjoy this podcast and want to swear eternal allegiance with your money, please go to patreon.com/shadow. That is patreon.com/shadeaux.
The Song Laboratory. Laboratorio.
The Song Library Oratorio.
No, it's ruined. There's no point now. No song this week.
You can do it.
I give up. So, we thought we'd write a new Krull song this week.
We did.
But we're going to skip chronologically. Because I've actually been kind of thinking, and I know this isn't right, but I've been pre-writing a little bit on the Cyclops song.
How dare you?
Because, well, I'm realizing more and more, especially as I've gone back and listened to the Krull stuff.
Sure.
That I think the songs so far are pretty good to, like, very good.
Right.
But lyrically, not musically, I think musically we're definitely getting to where we want to be. Lyrically, they suffer from writing them in 30 minutes while we...
Right.
So I wanted, like, I think, like, all of them are going to need, like, I need to sit down and actually think and put words together. But the Cyclops song, because I feel like this is one of the few songs that is going to get a reprise.
Right.
Because I want it to be like he sings the song. We get this song when we first encounter the Cyclops. And then probably a reprise somewhere early in Act Two. But definitely when he dies. As we all know, those of us that have seen the movie, he dies holding up the pillar so they can get into the Black Tower. So I want this song to be called Take the Weight. Because for me, like most things, the whole concept of the... For those of you that haven't seen the movie, the whole idea of the Cyclops is they are... They're from another planet, right? Because they've met the Beast before.
Yes.
But they traveled to Krull somehow.
Right.
Not important. They made a pact with the... They made a bargain with the Beast. Because they wanted the gift of prophecy. They wanted to be able to see the future.
They wanted to be able to see the future.
And to get it, they used to have two eyes.
Yes.
And they gave up one.
Right.
So they could be able to see the future.
That's right.
Which I always thought was just rad as shit when I was
cool.
A kid. But he crawfished them. It was sort of a devil's bargain.
Right.
He took the eye and he gave them the ability to see the future, but they can only see one thing. They can see the day that they'll die.
That's right.
They know from the moment they're born, the exact moment of their death, the exact situation, the time,
right,
everything down to the moment. And we learn throughout the scenes, which we'll have to play around how we want to present this.
Right.
But the idea is that like there is still free will.
Yes.
They can try to avoid their fate.
No, they can totally avoid it.
They can avoid it.
But
then they get the most horrible, horrible death.
There's a much worse fate.
Yeah, horrible pain.
Yeah.
It's the worst thing ever.
And in his case, it truly was.
Yeah, it was fucked up.
Crushed to death.
So I've always like I feel like this could be a really good like sort of emotional spine. Because ultimately the Cyclops' fate is the same as Krull itself. It's the same problem that everyone's facing, is that there's this horrible thing that's coming and there's nothing you can do to stop it. Because that's the Beast, the Black Tower.
Right.
The Black Fortress, excuse me. Black Tower, Dark Tower, something different.
Right.
Or is it? Stephen King connection confirmed. So I really dig the idea. I really got into the idea of him having this weight on him that he carries, that he's always having to think about. And so I think this is the first time they see him. And I think I want to keep it like it is in the movie, where they kind of see him at a distance and he saves Ergo, but then he doesn't join the group immediately.
Right.
Because we have the bit where Anir tells him, here's the deal with the Cyclops. And it's kind of weird in the movie how, like, it's literally like the next scene. He's like, hey, I'm here. And they're like, welcome. And that's it. Like, there's no further discussion.
Yeah, well, Ergo sees him in the forest when Ergo first arrives.
Right.
And tries to split off from our hero. But he says nothing. You just see his face for a minute.
Yeah, and it's creepy and unsettling.
Yeah, and then couple scenes later, he saves his life.
Yeah. And then he's like, he kills one of the Slayers.
Yeah. He's like, hey. And then they're like, hey, you want to be in our group? He's like, all right.
Very well. Like, he's super taciturn.
Yeah.
So I think that's really cool. I think it's really interesting. There's a lot of pathos there.
Exactly.
And so I also really want this musically to be distinct from the music in the rest of the show. Because it's also going to be a big solo number, obviously. Right. And obviously we would want different voice type for this character, this actor.
Okay.
Maybe like a baritone bass part. There's very few bass solo parts.
Well, Ynir is already sort of a bass.
That's true. Well, he's more of a baritone.
He's more of an all.
He's more of an all.
Because I did make it mean. So yeah. He's both.
Okay. So I started scratching out some words that I've already dumped here in our script. And I think there would be some lines leading into this, like Ynir explaining to Ergo what the deal is with the Cyclops. But I really want this solo to be like, the Cyclops is alone. Like, he's not singing this to the group. This is a true, like, soliloquy musical sort of moment. So what I have so far, and tell me what you think. It's not, like, I tried to avoid normal song structure. Because it's almost...
Okay.
I see your ire rising.
Continue.
Well, I think we're going to take this and beat it into something different.
That's fine.
But I want to think more like almost like Pacific Overtures, like the Fragment of the Day song.
Vaguely know what you're talking about.
Okay.
I mean, I know the show. I just don't. I'd have to let me. You want me to listen to it real quick?
No, it's fine.
It's fine. No,
it'll just trip you up. Because that show is very steeped in what Sondheim thought was Asian music. And so it's a little...
Fair.
A little ham-handed at times. I mean, it's still great, but... So here's what I have so far.
All right. Tell me what you got.
Okay. So far I have right, left, heart keeps beating, left, right, wearing down the soles of my shoes... Born to know the day we will die, born to live the way we will die. Right, left, hours fleeting, left, right, wearing down the soles of my shoes, knowing that I can still take the weight. I have my life in my hands, take the weight. I gave an eye for these, hands on my life, holding the weight, always the weight, always the waiting. Take the weight, feel the weight, left, right. Which, like I said, I'm really was just kind of sketching around.
Sure.
Like, I don't think I want this left-right bit. Because this is sort of a chorus, this take the weight section.
Right, left, heart keeps beating. Left, right. Wear down the soles of my shoes. Born to know the day will die. Born to know the day will die. Okay, so yeah. The problem with wanting something distinct is playing it and singing it
at the same time
and making it up at the same time.
Right.
All brains firing at will. Who is Will? Right, left, heart keeps beating. Left, right, wear down the soles of my shoes. And then, maybe. Born to know the day will die. Born to live the way we die. Right, left, hours fleeting. Left, right, wear down the soles of my shoes. Knowing that I can still. Take the weight,
knife in my ass.
Something like that, maybe. What do you think about the first part?
I like the first part.
Okay, good. I didn't really like the second part either.
Well, it got very ballady. Like, you sort of automatically...
I think it automatically went into has that, like, to be.
Winds on my wings.
Right, winds on my
winds
wings.
Winds on my...
You are the winds on my wings.
Think of it. I think the way
so
I
you
think
would it, like it to go in the other direction.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
No, think of it this way. Think of this as an incomplete song.
Okay.
Like it doesn't complete itself.
Okay.
Until he dies. Like it's almost like you know in Oklahoma, a lonely room.
Yeah.
It's this because it's this weird song that doesn't fit in
okay.
the rest of the show.
Yes.
I want to do that for this song. But then when he dies, when he makes the stronger choice, like the scarier choice, even though it results in his death, like the song completes, like we get the other half of it, maybe with Ergo singing with him.
Right.
Or someone, or like probably it'd be everyone singing with him because they're all passing right by him. Like,
yeah.
So I think it's going to honestly be a challenge for you because you naturally resolve things musically.
Yes. Yes, that's true.
That so this true. One should feel like...
open-ended.
Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, there's going to be... We'll need more than this, right?
No. Yeah, there's going to be more than this.
Yeah. So... Left, right, I was fleeting. Left, right, wear down the soles of my shoes. Knowing that I still can. I can still... Can we switch that around?
Or we can just take out still.
Still can, maybe. That I still can. Take the weight I have in my life. I have my life in my hands. Take the weight. I have my life in my hands. I gave a knife for these. I had it on my head. Can I get a... Gave my eye for these. And then another line that rhymes with ease.
Yeah, I guess.
But I still can. Take the weight, I have my life in my hands. How about that? That's different and
okay.
weird.
Yeah.
But it doesn't slow down. Take the weight, I have my life in my hands. I take the weight, I gave an eye for thee. I give an eye for this. Sa-na-na. Okay, maybe.
Yeah, I'm rubbing it with hands.
Take the weight, I have my life. Take the weight, I have my life in my hands. Take the weight, I give an eye for this. Pain that time demands. Hands on life, holding the weight, always the weight, always the waiting.
Okay.
There it is. And then. Right, left, nights grow shorter. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, give me a hot second.
Yeah, go ahead. To that. Doing over there?
Working on the bridge.
Let me go through your verse first.
Yeah, sure.
Right, left, nice grow shorter. Left, right, days like endless vines around me. Want to know the day I die. Born to hate and live mine. Right, left, hours burning. Left, right, empty poison in every bite of me. Knowing that I still can. Nothing but moonlight, oh, nothing but the moonlight road. Okay. Take the way, nothing but the moonlight road. Take the way, he took an eye for this love that can only grow. Hands on my life, holding the weight. Always the weight, always the weight. The day when I finally nothing more. The way that I am gone. Hands and I holding nothing. Something like that. Yeah. Honestly, maybe it's in there. I mean, maybe that isn't a bridge at all. Maybe that's the...
No, I wanted to return back to the left-right one last time.
Hmm. I don't know, Derek. I feel like that is almost like an ending.
you like to bring things full circle. But this isn't the song for that.
That's fair. That is fair.
If you're not letting me end, you cannot end it. I think you got to wait. I think we saved that.
Okay. How do you feel about this last semi verselet that we?
The day when I am finally nothing more. The way that I am gone. And tonight. I think holding nothing but light. Is that too much of an ending? Is that too much of a complete thought?
Well, I mean, to me, in my mind, this is all about dealing with... It's all about depression, right? I mean, everything I write is about depression.
Yes.
But the idea that, like, there is... For this character... Because we want every character to have an arc, right? So the idea of there is a appeal to the day when he dies... Because the rest of the song is about how heavy it is and the drudgery.
Yeah.
And just how his life is empty, basically.
Yeah.
But there's certain... Eventually, this weight will be taken from me. So it'll make it more of a choice when he decides to take even more weight to help his friends, basically.
I don't know.
So holding, so we just, it's sort of.
I guess, so this is just him, like what are we saying here? Is this about him taking the weight?
Yes.
And accepting his fate?
Yes.
His like.
This is the status quo for him. He's at no point has anyone said anything. He hasn't even talked to another character yet.
Gotcha.
This is how he feels about who he is and how he lives his life.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting. The next one has to be, how many times do we reprise it? Do we reprise it when he makes the choice and then when he catches up with them?
Yeah, he has a short version of it when they go off without him.
Yeah.
Then the last time when he actually dies.
Yeah. I think the second one, or one of them, maybe they end up getting combined when we finally edit this. Who knows?
Right, sure.
I don't know. I'm getting like a Gethsemane sort of vibe. Like a little, you know what I'm saying? Like,
sure.
You know, I don't want this destiny, even though he's choosing a worse fate.
Well, we could take out this holding nothing but light. And you could just do the wait and I am gone, hands and I. The wait and I, just repeat the wait and I am gone, if you want it to be more unresolved.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I feel like I forgot something. I forgot something I did. Because I changed something in the middle of these verses. So it's like, right to left, heart keeps beating. Left, right, wear down the soles of my shoes. Born to know the day we die. There it is. Born to live the way we die. Right and left, hours fleeting. Left, right, wear down the soles of my shoes.
We can take out that if it will help you.
It's more, I'm trying to figure out how to get to this new key that I created the chorus in for
okay.
some dumb reason. Because I don't remember what I did the first time. So,
okay.
So, knowing that I still can, knowing that I can take the weight. Yeah, maybe I still can, knowing I can. like just added some sort of version of that that repeats, I think. Yeah, yeah. Knowing that I still care about my shoes, knowing that I still care, and I can. Okay, so I think I got that figured out. So are we more or less okay with this? Or
yeah, no, I like it.
Okay, well, let me just try it from the top.
Right, left, heart keeps beating. Left, right, wear down the soles of my shoes. Born to know the day we die. Born to live the way we die. Right, left, hours flee. Left, right, wear down the soles of my shoes. Knowing that I still can, knowing I can. Take the weight, I have the life in my hands. Take the weight, I gave an eye for this. Pain the time demands. Hands on my life, holding the weight. Always the weight, always the waiting, always the waiting. Right, left, nights grow shorter. Left, right, days like endless rhymes around me. Born to know the day I die. Right, left, hours burning. Left, right, empty poison in every bite of me. Knowing that I still can. Knowing that I can. Take the weight. Nothing but the moonlight road. Take the weight, it took my eye for this. Love that can only corrode. Hands on my life, holding the weight. Always the weight, always the waiting for the day. The day when the wait is gone. The day when I finally nothing more. The waiting I am gone. And tonight, the waiting I am gone.
Yeah.
Something like that. I kind of like it.
Yeah, I like it too.
I need to fix some of the transitions, but...
Well, it's super weird.
So. It's super weird as shit, yeah. So, yeah.
Well, shall we go to our farewells?
I think we should. Farewells.
Farewell to thee. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't forget to rate, review.
Please do. We've gotten a few new reviews here and a few ratings and such.
Yeah, we really appreciate it.
Yeah,
we read every single one obsessively.
Yeah, and then post it on our Twitter.
No, thank you. So thank you so much, those of you who took the time to do that. It's super helpful. Patreon, as always, get up in there.
Please get up in there. Especially now that we're about to start a third podcast.
The third baby.
That's right.
In the family.
That's right.
But yeah, we'll be back in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
With more fun times for you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next time on Shadow Public Radio.
A very special Shadow Public Radio.
Vampire Conversations. Conversations with and about vampire.
Vampires are my favorite thing to
the
have
children
conversations.
Of the night. Conversations.
About children of the night.
Vampire.
I do love vampires.
Can they turn into bats, or is that just good marketing?
Can they also turn into a mist?
Or a wolf? What about that running water thing?
What about a horde of rats? What do you call a big group of rats?
A gaggle of rats.
A gaggle of rats.
All of these questions and more will be answered by a real vampire. In our studio.
That's right.
In 2 weeks.
An actual child of the night. He's not a child.
It's a euphemism.
He's a vampire.
More of an epithet for vampire.
That's right.
Bleh.
Bleh. Everybody.
Bleh. Yeah, that's good.
Shadow Public Radio. Shadow Public Radio. Just talking about shadow.